This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The answer is yes. I will power tool shame.
Wow.
Lonzo. I will power tool shame.
First of all, congratulations to Nolan for winning the tickets. If you're still calling for those, we've already given them away. We'll be doing it again tomorrow. But you're shaming Chris over his choice of power tools. First of all, not his personal power tool, bought by the company, but he likes it. Mm-hmm. And so you're so what is the best power tool to buy out there? It's Christmas season. Rob, and maybe someone's listening going, I need to buy dad something. What's the best tool that I should buy for him?
What is the best?
Knower of tools, Rob Brown.
What is the best set of power tools is subjective. What is a power tool you should not buy isn't, and it's that one. Now, I'm not going to say the brand name because I'm not going to open us up to getting in trouble like that.
I don't know that they're based anywhere around
it
here.
It doesn't matter. Okay. I'm not running the risk because even if they're not, there's a lot of, we'll say, big box stores that sell this brand. What I will tell you is that the brand is known for their yellow power tools. They are cheap power tools, and they are cheap for a reason. That is to say, they break very quickly, and they are a mother to try to get fixed or taken care of without just having to buy a new one. I am not.
I don't have that expertise or arrogance or however you want to say it to look. So I don't even know what you're talking about.
No,
I don't.
Stop.
I looked. You recognized it right away.
Yes.
I don't.
Yes.
I have no idea what brand it was.
So, I do. It's yellow. Mean, it starts with an R, and I'll leave it right there. Here's what I'll say.
Is it Japanese?
I honestly don't know or care who makes them or where they're made at.
Well, I'm just trying
just
to figure out what name brand it is.
They are. I will tell you during the break. I'm not going to say it on the air because I don't know if I'll get in trouble, and I'm not going to run the risk on that. What I'm saying is, if you are looking for power tools for mom or pops this year, and you go to a box store and you see a brand that starts with an R and is colored yellow, take a step up from that. At least one step up from that. And it is not, as Lonzo tried to pass it off as,
1% or take. That's what it seems like.
No, it's not.
Dude,
it is a matter of quality.
All right,
it's not 1% or to go, I'd
right,
like a
quick
screwdriver that doesn't break when I screw.
Okay, after you're done yelling. So the price point between that particular brand and the next brand, what's the difference? I mean, how much money are we talking? How much more money would they have to pay to get whatever you consider quality?
Not enough that it doesn't justify that these power tools break rapidly. Let me put it this way.
I got $25 to buy a tool, but you want me to buy the $45 one.
Yes.
Well,
I'm gonna
use my $25 because that's all I got.
Here's the problem that a lot of people have. The problem a lot of people have is they only look at the initial purchase cost and not the long-term cost going into something, right? Like, for instance, if you go buy clothing, yes, you can get that $10 shirt from the Big Blue store down the road. But you go into it knowing that $10 shirt is lasting maybe 8-9 months before it starts to fade and fall apart. Now you go down the store and you buy a $30 shirt. And you might go, oh, I got to spend $20 more, but you're also going to get an extra year or two of wear out of that shirt. If you put the money over the life of the product, it's actually the better purchase. This is not about the initial purchase cost. This is about the long-term cost of the item in question. And if the long-term cost of the item in question is something that is cheap up front, it's probably because the quality isn't there long-term. So if you go buy a car and that car's $20,000, or you buy the $30,000 car and the $20,000 car you know has all these maintenance issues, you're going to end up putting more money into the car than the difference, and you're probably going to have to get a new car faster versus spend the initial 10 grand up front, but you're going to get your 5 years out of that car and not nearly as many maintenance issues. This tool is going to fall apart after a certain number of uses versus spending another 20, 30 bucks and getting an extra year over that.
Let me throw something out there. Just a possibility that maybe it's your skill level that causes you to break those tools, where if you had a better skill level, maybe they would work just fine with.
I appreciate your consistent daily effort to make it a Rob sucks at the thing problem.
No.
But it's not.
It's still a one percenter thing. There's an arrogance in your take. There are some people who only have so much money for something, and they can't go, oh, well, I'll just spend another $10, because they ain't got another $10, and they need to fix the problem.
Okay, fine.
And you're saying leave the problem. If you can't afford the tool that you suggest they use, then they should just deal with the problem.
No. What I'm saying is, fine. Just understand, you are going to be fixing and replacing that tool faster than the guy who saves the $10 to get the better tool. You just are. Texter said, hey guys, guess what? No one cares. Yeah, they do. I promise you. You don't think power tools are a topic of conversation amongst the boys?
Wait, they do. The texter doesn't care about Christmas? Wow. We're talking about possibly getting a gift for dad or grandpa or Uncle Bob, and you don't care about that? I mean, come on. Texter, where's your Christmas spirit?
Texter said, shout out Nolan. Let's go! Parentheses. Oh, that's me. Well done, Nolan. Congratulations on your dub. Enjoy TSO. Texter said, I'd like to know if the resumes for South Carolina and Alabama were flipped, if that 2-point loss would still matter more than 6 straight and multiple top 25 wins. Yeah, you'd be in the playoffs if you have 2 losses. You'd be up there with Georgia and Tennessee. That is the guarantee. That is why I've said South Carolina is the biggest what-if team of any team in college football this year. That's not a question. That's an absolute statement of fact. Had you won that game against Alabama, won that game against LSU, either one of those victories are flipped. Line of score exactly the same the other direction. South Carolina's ranked like 7th and go into the college football playoffs this year. That's all there is to it. All right, we'll talk more of your text because there's been a lot of them. When we come back, we have Kyle Mountain, head coach of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, scheduled next on the show. Final hour of the show belongs to you. It's the Rob Brown Show. It's the Fade Upstate. You know what we need, and I'm going to go get today? We need, like, a legitimate hockey goal horn is what we need. We need a goal horn.
You know, I would have expected that you, wearing that awesome-looking Swamp Rabbits jersey, would already have one on your soundboard.
I'm a little disappointed in myself for not having one, to be honest with you.
You know, we all are disappointed in you.
I'm disappointed. And me, to be honest with you, like there's no reason that I don't have a hockey goal horn. We're the only show in the upstate talks hockey, and we don't have a hockey goal horn.
I mean, what's the difference between a regular? I mean, what does it sound like? I'll get you one.
The hockey goal horn is usually it sounds more like a train air horn coming through than anything else. Let's see. Here's a couple of samples, and then we're getting Kyle Mountain is on the phone, and we're coming to him. But you know what we're gonna do? Like this
that
is
sounds
the,
like a tugboat.
That's the Anaheim Ducks.
That's a
goal
tugboat,
horn.
Dude. That's a tugboat. Here's,
that's the Phoenix Coyotes.
That sounds like a train.
That's the Boston Bruins. All right.
That's the invasion of the aliens.
Buffalo Sabres. All right. You got the Calgary Flames. Going down right now.
I noticed they're all in different keys.
This is.
I mean, musically, they're all in different key. Haven't you noticed?
Well, every
that?
Team's got their own go horn. It's not like wine. Like every. This okay. is Carolinas, by the way. Carolinas is dope. Carolinas sounds foreboding at the least.
Sounds like someone leaning on the left side of the keyboards.
Carolina plays
like.
That, and then they also hit the Ric Flair woo okay. afterwards. All right. It's pretty great.
Well, as long as you got that.
Kyle Mountain, is there anything better in sports than standing on the bench, watching the boys rip a slapper into the back of the strings, and hearing that Swamp Rabbit goal horn go off?
It is the best, and I'm surprised in you. And I'm with Lonzo. I'm a little disappointed. I thought that would be like rigged up as your car horn or something like that, knowing you. So that's, I don't know. I think we got some work to do. I think we got to, get that on the show at the very least. But yeah, there's some good ones there. You played some good ones, so you got your pick.
Listen, the goal horn going off. First off, it might be the loudest celebration sound in any sport anywhere. Like it's getting your attention. There's just something about a classic goal horn, and you can make it your own. Like the Swamp Rabbits, they got a whole ass train horn
right,
set up in
not,
the well.
Do you not know the sound guy for the Swamp Rabbit?
The right? horn's a different thing. It's like an actual horn.
Well,
right? Like it's the sound guy doesn't push a button.
So, okay,
it's like a whole rig.
So you don't have like a phone that you brag about all the time that has recording functions on it that you couldn't do. That and just I'm saying you are there,
Kyle Mountain. I am sorry, much like a player who like misses a shift, this one's on me, and I'll do better next time.
Hey, that's all we can ask for. We're just looking for some progress here.
Kyle Mountain, head coach of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, joining us here on the show. Coach, let's go back in time a little bit, because the last time that we had the opportunity to speak with you, we had just come off of the worst loss that we had all season, and then the boys turned around and got right, got hot, and have stayed that way. There's been a couple of games dropped on the road since last we talked, but the well has been well defended since then. Give me just your overall status report on the squad so far.
Yeah, I think our last little stretch here overall has been strong. I mean, obviously our last couple, took a step back, but overall our last 10 or so, I think things have really come together in a good way. And you expect that, there's some ups and downs, and especially with a fairly young group with a lot of first year pros, you just expect that there's going to be a little bit of that, riding the roller coaster, so to speak. But I think we found a lot of good. So, now it's just about finding the consistency with that. So knowing what makes us good and, tapping into that a little bit more and just, making that our standard on a game to game or day to day basis. So, it's been good. The group's really coming together, which is great to see. And, looking forward to a good weekend of a lot of hockey. Coming up here.
Kyle Mountain joining us here on the show. Head coach of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. Coach, you guys had a 5-game winning streak, but you've had about a week off since you got back from that roadie to Jacksonville and South Carolina. Talk to me a little bit how important this week of rest has been. I mean, you guys go on these blitzes of games, and being as physical and as demanding as hockey is, I can't imagine that this little stretch of 6 days off isn't a boon to the squad.
Yeah, no, it's huge to get that mixed in and get guys recovered, get guys rested up. Got a couple guys with a little bit dinged up, which obviously happens, and I'm sure everybody's dealing with that at this point. But to get a few days just to reset, everybody's getting back in their own bed and just kind of settling back in and getting some home games on the schedule here coming up. We're all really excited for that. So, it's nice to just have a full week of just being able to get reset, get some guys back, and get guys healthy before a big weekend coming up here.
Let's talk a little bit, Coach, about these last two games. The two L's, both on the road, one at Jacksonville, a 5-2, and then drop one 3-0 at Atlanta. Was there anything out of those two games that got a little squirrely, got a little sideways, that you guys are going to spend time cleaning up before a two-game homestand with Orlando on Friday and then a revenge rematch against Atlanta on Saturday? What was it that stood out from those two L's that you guys, as a coaching staff, are going to work on getting corrected?
Yeah, to me, the biggest thing with both games was just kind of the way we started the game. So I think just, not starting the way that we need to. So giving up some early goals, some first period goals, and then just digging ourselves a hole. So I think, in both games, We did see that, you know, through the second and third period, I think things got a little bit better. We got to our game in a better way. But, you know, they're a good team. So when you dig yourself a hole like that, you're just, you're kind of asking for trouble. So I think, cleaning up our starts a little bit, I think playing with a little bit more urgency and a little bit more desperation from the jump rather than, you know, when it's too late, I think was certainly a theme throughout those two. So, correctable, something that we can certainly address and hopefully improve here. And again, having home ice, for a couple games this weekend is always a boost. So I think we'll look forward to getting off to a really good start this weekend and going from there.
This is a question personally that I'm curious about, Coach. Obviously, while you guys were away, there were a couple of events taking place at the Well, including one that utilizes the ice, a skating show that came through and had a handful of days where they were running multiple shows out there on the ice, which of course means the ice is got to be stripped down, it's got to be painted, it's got to be scraped off, it's got to be laid back down. Does that have any impact on the fellas when the ice has to change in the middle of the season? And again, like, this is one of those things I don't think anybody but you and the fellas can answer. Is there any impact on the team, on the games, when the Well goes through these changeovers in the ice that's actually down on the floor?
Yeah, we had that last year, and I know I don't remember it being a huge factor. Obviously we're just out of our building for a little bit. So we've got a practice facility up in Greer. We're able to, still get the ice time that we need and the practice time that we need. And, the Well, they do a really good job of maintaining the ice and making sure that it's suitable for what we need. And, I have no concerns there. So I think, it'll be really nice to be back in our room, back in our building this weekend. I know they'll do everything they need to have the ice prepped and ready to go for us. And, like I said, hopefully we'll get off to a hot start here and, start our weekend off on the right foot. But, really looking forward to being home.
Kyle Mounted, head coach of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, joins us every Wednesday at 8:40 here on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate to talk a little bit of Rabbits hockey. Coach, you guys currently sitting eighth in the South Division right now, 10 points off the top of the table, but you also have 16 games in hand. Some of the other teams has played as many as 18 games so far, so there's a little bit of difference there to be made up, a little bit in terms of having to pick up the points per game as the season goes on. And I know for a hockey team at the level that you're at, you guys have all the extra factors of players getting called up, players getting sent down, players that are on contracts that require them to get a certain amount of play time or a certain amount of rest time when they're out there. I know that these are all things that go into a game-by-game decision-making process, but when you look at a spot where you're 10 points off the lead, but we're only a quarter, maybe a third of the way through the season, is that something that you're keeping an eye on, looking at the Floridas and the South Carolinas up at the top of the table and try to keep them in strike distance, or is this something that you'll pay attention to maybe a little bit later on in the season?
Yeah, not getting too bogged down in that now. Every opportunity to win a game in division is huge. So those points are really big. But, for us, it's about making the playoffs. I mean, whether you're a one seed, a four seed, I think it's just about getting in. So we're still really early. We're 16 games in, out of 72. So it's, obviously we want to start finding our game more and more as we go along here, pick up points every single opportunity we can. I don't think anybody's necessarily scoreboard watching or anything like that at this point. It's, really taking care of what we can, to get our identity right, to get our team, our play in the right place. And, for us, it's about we got to be playing our best hockey at the end of the season. So, when March and April roll around, that's when those points become even more, important. But it's about playing our best hockey at that point in the year. So, for right now, it's just continuing to, hopefully trend upwards and, correct the things that we need to, in order to keep progressing and, making sure we're putting ourselves in a good position to not only make the playoffs, but make a run.
Talk to me a little bit, Coach, about the fan base of this team. I saw there was a good number of fans that were at the away game down in Jacksonville. I mean, I'm out there on the ice with you. Well, not with you guys. I'm next to the ice when you guys are on it at home games. And during that little win streak at the crib, there was definitely a pickup and a buzz in the electricity of that building. Do you guys feel that? And how much of an impact does it have when the Rabbits fans are bringing a bunch of kids kids in for school day or a bunch of guys in for Star Wars night, and then just the non-theme night games on a Saturday where the Wells got maybe a little bit of energy to it. How much does the hockey team feed off of that?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. I mean, like, any time we can play at home, I think that the crowd just gives us that boost that we're looking for. And, you know, being on the road for an extended period of time certainly makes you miss that. And we're definitely looking forward to getting that back. But the fans have been awesome. The building's been great. And like you said, we've got one of the better, if not the best, goal horns, I think, going in the whole division. So it'll be good to get that going this weekend. But, yeah, we're really excited to get back home. I mean, the fans are, you know, they're awesome. We love playing on our home ice, and we're looking forward to getting the place packed this weekend and getting some good hockey for the fans.
A callback to the goal horn discussion. He has been on the bench as the head coach of the Swamp Rabbits for less than a half of a season, and he's already working the media landscape like that. Well done, Kyle Mountain.
I mean, I'm going to stay on you about this goal horn thing. We got to get this fixed. It's got to be a staple. Like, we got Alonzo. I know you're already on it, but I don't know. I think we're...
Oh, no, it's out of my hands now. This is on him. It should have been on him in the first place. So I will stay on him and ask him daily, maybe multiple times on the air, why he hasn't done it yet.
Well, I expect next week we're you know, now talking about the new goal horn for the show. So hopefully that's on the agenda for next week.
Coach, I want you to know that there are many things, many critiques that you can give me, but one critique I will not accept. I am not uncoachable.
Well done.
I'm not uncoachable, Kyle Mountain. I can take the criticism, be a better player day by day.
That's huge, and look at that. You just upped your stock big time. So, yeah, that was well done.
All right, who helped you?
Nobody helped me. I'm capable.
somebody sent that to you.
Not at all. You just got a deep dive into the bag of tricks sometimes and show that you've got it. It's not just about scoring goals, Kyle Mountain. It's what you can do off the puck to help the team. You know what I mean?
That's right. You just have a little bit of everything. You're a Swiss Army knife, as they say. So, yeah, that was a nice little surprise. I thought we were going to have to wait a whole week for that.
Not at all.
We're
good at this.
I am proud and disappointed all at the same time.
Kyle Mountain, head coach of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. The Bits are back in the building on Friday against the Orlando Solar Bears. Then on Saturday, a revenge rematch from an away loss last weekend as the Atlanta Gladiators come to the crib. Kyle Mountain, appreciate you, big dog. Good luck. We'll see you Friday night at the Well, pal.
Thanks a lot, Rob. Appreciate it. Lonzo, appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Always. Kyle Mountain! Head coach of the Greenville Swamp. I don't know if that's the right one, though. Like, it's a good one. There's
you
a few
probably
more.
Should have waited to question that off the air because he was convinced that was the right one.
Well,
so.
That is the right one for now. But you know, the right shot is a game by game, scenario by scenario situation, right? Like, I might line up the best slapper in the game, but if the apple comes from the other side and I don't have time to rip through, sometimes I might have to set that thing up and go with something else.
All right,
you know?
you're gonna have to prove to me later that there's not a button they push to cause that to happen in the arena.
Well, okay, all right. So I can tell you exactly
because that's what you said.
I can tell you exactly what it is. The goal horn, at least for the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, the goal horn is an actually air-powered horn.
Oh, it really is a horn.
It is. It is a huge box up in the roof.
How do you trigger that?
I'm going to tell you. It's a big box up in the roof. And if you ever go to the game, not only can you see it, but after they hit it, you can actually hear the engine pulling air in to reload it. Like, it's loud. You can hear it. Inside of the production booth, which is at the top of section 100, there's a glass box, and inside that glass box sits my homegirl Alexis. She's the one that runs the game. She does all the production. She's the director. She's the Lonzo of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, right? She's in charge of everything. And next to her is, and I'm not making this part up, a box about that big around with a red button on it about the size of your hand, okay? It is like a cartoon explode the dynamite TNT button. And she hits that button, well, and the horn goes off.
It sounds like a button that you have to hit, not tap.
Oh,
directly.
Yeah, you can't tap. It's like, because it's designed to not accidentally, because the horn's always on. So, like, if there's a concert going on and somebody rests their elbow and hit that button, that goal horn will go off in the middle of a guitar solo.
Well, I was going to say, depending on what concert's going on, people may not notice. So,
like, it may go off at any given point. So this button is not one you can, like, you know, you hear me hit a button and accidentally play a sound like twice a day.
Never.
Right?
Never.
Right? Because the space bar, oh, it's not going to do it now, but the space bar plays a button. So if I breathe on it, it goes off. This thing is made to where you have to intentionally mash it to make that thing go off. It's a pretty cool little process. Pretty little process.
I still think you probably could record it. I'm just saying.
Just use that.
I don't know. The other one was better.
I'm now going to push the big red button that makes Lonzo do a sports flash.
Sorry, you said pooey. I can't even read. It wasn't push that you said. I have no idea. I'm just going to read now. Last night, an unranked Clemson men's basketball team upset number 4 Kentucky. They go down 70-66, earning the ACC's lone victory so far in the ACC-SEC Challenge. The Tigers have 4 scorers in double digits, led by Jaden Zachary with 13, Chauncey Wiggins with a dozen, and Ian Shefflin with 11. The Gamecocks men's basketball team knocked off Boston College 73-51 on the road last night, improving to 5-3 on the year. Colin Murray-Boyles had 16 points and 14 boards to lead the team in both categories, while Nick Pringle added 11 points. Make sure you tune in tonight at 6:30 as the Furman Paladins take on the Florida Gulf Coast Eagles. It's Furman versus FGCU right here on your home for Furman Paladins basketball, The Fan. Upstate.